Welcome to all those that are joining us for the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Purim, Halacha Vav, paragraph Yud Ches. And it looks very likely that we'll complete this entire volume, volume 3 of Orach Chaim. We spoke a lot about what's accomplished spiritually through the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to make some very, very significant closing remarks. Ki ikar avedas hayomim shehaodam oived es yemei chayav chas v'shalom ho ikar hu al yedei taivas momoin v'ashirus v'tirdas haparnosa kenira b'chush. Rav Nosson Zal says that the thing that causes the greatest damage to people in this world, causing us to lose our time, not to use our time in this world properly, is the obsession with money, wealth, and the struggle for parnasa, as we see all around us in the world. Ukamaisha kosav admor, and as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran about it, al posuk vi ofor toichal kol yemei chayecha. This is a pasuk that's written about the snake, the curse that was given to the snake, that you'll eat dirt your whole life. But Rabbeinu Zal interprets this pasuk that ofor means dirt, ofor can also mean money. There's a pasuk, afrois zohav, gold dust. Ofor toichal kol yemei chayecha, will eat up, will destroy your whole life. An obsession about money, where people are the taivas mame means a desire, an excessive, obsessive desire for money, and also the general struggle for parnasa, which is the result of the original curse that Hashem gave to Adam and Chava. Ve'ikar chisorin haparnasa, va'oitzen mirirosoi v'tirdosoi shel kol echod, hualidei hakas. The main lack of parnasa that people experience, and the bitterness and the struggle that every person has regarding parnasa, is because of kas, anger. V'nimshach mechet Adam HaRishon, and it originates from the sin of Adam HaRishon, shepogam bi'etz hadas, who committed a sin regarding the etz hadas, she'olav nemar, about which the pasuk says, evil bayoim yivoda kasoi, a fool on the day that his anger becomes known. And the Medrash says that, again, this refers to the Pigama of the Eitz Hadas, She'oz nigzar bezeya sapecho toich alechem, that it's then that Hashem issued this curse about the major struggle to earn a livelihood. Kimi shemevatel hakas zoiche la'ashirus tomid. Because a person who gets rid of kas completely is zoche to wealth in two formats. Number one, ki hu sameach bechelkoi tamid. A person like that is always happy and satisfied with what they have, whether they have more or they have less. V'alidei zeh zoche la'ashirus mamish kanal. And when a person has no kas and the person is very happy with what they have, even if it's minimal, through that, a person is zoche to actual ashirus, to actual wealth. Avol mi she'eino mishaber es hakas, whereas a person who does not eliminate this anger, all of Ne'emar, about that person it says, v'hoyo ki yirav v'hiskatzef. It'll be when the person will be hungry. Ro'ov means a famine, extremely hungry and angry. V'hiskatzef, these two go together. Vafilu kishayesh lo yashirus, and such a person, even when they have wealth, humole kas, the person is full of anger. Komeshe kosuv, as it says in the pasuk, kol yomov kas umachoivos, his entire life is filled with anger and suffering. Ki bechol pam choser leyoser, because the person always feels that they're lacking, and the more that they have, the more they feel that they're lacking even more. And for this reason, the truth is that such a person, all the wealth that they have, everything they have, doesn't really count. V'olav Nemar, it's about such a person that the Mishnah says, Das Chosarto Ma Konisa. If you don't have the right kind of Das, What do you have? What have you acquired? All your possessions are nothing. You don't get any satisfaction from it or fulfillment. Das chosato zebechinas kas. Rav Nosson Zal says now that when the Mishnah uses the wording lack of das, a person who gets angry loses his intellect. So again, that's the lack of das. And the Mishnah says, Ma koniso, what do you have? What have you acquired? Ki bavadai ein ho ashirus shaloi klum. Because most certainly a person like this, a person who has kas, any wealth that they have doesn't really count. Ki tomid choser lo yoiser. The olav ne'emar, and about such a person, the pasuk says, oisher shomur leba olav l'ra'osoi. That there's a wealth that's reserved for a person to that person's detriment. Ulesoif einishar lo klum. And in the end, nothing remains with that person. Kamashikosu, as the pasuk says, uma uma lo yisa biyodoi. That all of his efforts don't produce anything. He's not left with anything. V'alze nemar, and about this the pasuk also says, oise oisher veloy b'mishpot b'chatzi yomov yazvenu. A person who acquires wealth unjustly, in an improper manner, in half the person's days, that wealth will leave them. Rav Nosson Zal says, note, b'chatzi yomov daiko. Look at the terminology that the pasuk uses. In half of his days. Because this person is not zoche to complete their days through the tikkun of mishpat, by proper judgment and justice, like we learned in the previous year. Shemevatel hakas. What do we mean by proper judgment? Where a person gets rid of anger, umashlim hayomim kanal, and thereby completes their days. Their days are full. But rather, the person who holds on to this anger, who oivei this yomo, that person loses their days. V'kasheroyin b'chush, Rav Nosson Zal says, as we see in actual life, sheha'odom oiveid yomov alidei tirdas hamomoyim, that people lose major part of their life through the struggles for money. Rav Nosson Zal says, and this is why we find an expression that's mentioned in many of the Sifrei Musar, Odom doyeg al ibud domov, ve'enoy doyeg al ibud yomov. A person worries about the loss of his money, but he doesn't worry about the loss of his days. Ki ho b'ho talya, because these two are very connected to each other. A person who has the wrong attitudes about money, that person, Rachmona Litzlan, will find that they're not really living. They're forfeiting a major part of their life. V'alkein, and therefore, basfira, during the days of Sfira Soimer, sho'oiskim lahashlim ulahagdil hashem v'hanefesh alidei ashirus tikdusha, when we're involved in completing and elevating our name and our soul through holy wealth, alkein soifrim hayomim. That's why we count the days. Sheze b'chinas mishpot kanal, which we explained in the previous year, that's a form of mishpat, accountability, auditing. Shalidezeh ikar tikun hayomim. And this is the real perfection of our days, alidei shemevatel hakas, by a person getting rid of anger, vezoichel ashirus tigdusha, and achieving holy wealth, lihiyoy someach bechelkoy, which means to be happy with what I have, loy lahakbid velichois ulehiskatzef alachesroinishuli, and not to be angry in any shape or form, or upset or tense because of the things that I feel that I'm lacking. Vaydezeh zoiche lashirus mamish. And as Rav Nosson Zal said several times, when a person has the right attitude about the possessions that they have, then Hashem gives the person a tremendous amount of wealth. Ki kefi bitul hakas, kein zoiche lashirus kanal. Because to the degree that a person is zoiche to get rid of this midara, this terrible character trait of kas, to that degree the person is zoiche to wealth. We mentioned, based on the chapter on Likut Imran, that again, kas is chema, Wealth is choyma, a wealth that fortifies the person. And it's either or, the two don't go together. So to the degree that a person lets go of the kas and gets away from kas, to that degree the person avails themselves to parnasa, to wealth. V'zeh b'chinas sheva shabosois tmimois. And this will also explain why when the Pasuk speaks about the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer, count 7 complete weeks. Meaning, val yoivad val yifkoim shum yoy mehem alidei akas. Your days should be complete so that you don't damage or lose any iota of the time through anger. Because when a person gets angry, they tear their soul with anger. And they forfeit their life. They lose major parts of their life. Because we start counting the Omer in the beginning of the day, which means at Tseisakoychovim, at night, when the night begins officially, which is Tseisakoychovim, Lekayim Tmimois Tihiena. In order to fulfill what the Pasuk says, that your days should be complete. Lahamshich bechinas tikun hamishpot betchilas hayoyim. So that we're drawing upon ourselves this tikun of mishpot, of justice and judgment, through accountability, being accountable for every minute of our day. We start that in the beginning of the day, kedei lahatzel nafshei mikas, in order to save ourselves from any anger. And through this, through the tikkun ha-mishpat, and through avoiding of kas, through this, our days will be whole, complete. Bechinas tmimois tihiena. Vaydeze yizke sheyuchlal nafshoi im kol hanefoshoi satluim boi. Bebechinas heichal ha-kodesh kanal. In the form of the holy temple that we've spoken about throughout this halacha, that the tzaddikim are building a heichal hakodesh for Hashem by gathering together all the souls, lehiskarev Hashem yisborach l'toyrosei akdoisha, to really come close to Hashem and His holy Torah, sheze bechinas hachono l'shvuas, and this is the real preparation for the holiday of Shavuos, shehu kabbalas haTorah, which is when we receive the Torah anew every year. Interesting that Rav Nosson Zal in this past paragraph focused on the word tmimus, tmimois tihiena, about Sfira Soimer. Yesterday, we read Parsha Shoiftim, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titen lecha, a Parsha which focuses a lot on the topic of Mishpat. We have in Chumash Shemois, we have Parshas Mishpatim, which focuses a lot on judgment and justice, proper judgment and justice, accountability. And in Chumash Dvorim, we have Parsha Shoiftim. And in this Parsha, we have that outstanding pasuk, Tomim Tihye Im Hashem Elokecha. You should be whole, complete with Hashem. Meaning, all of your days should be complete. You shouldn't lose any of your days because of that lack of Mishpat, or Pigam HaMishpat, that we've been discussing in the previous shiurim. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Yutes, V'alkein Talmidei Rabbi Akiva nistalku bimei ho'imer al yidei hakpedois shehoyo b'neihem. And this is also why we find that the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died in a plague during the days of Sfiras Omer because of the kpedois that there were between them. They weren't friendly and loving to each other. There were negative feelings towards each other. And as a result of this, they were not successful in sweetening and eliminating any negative feelings of anger. Again, the opposite of kas is rotzoin, goodwill, ahava. On Shabbos we say, bi ahava uva rotzoin hin chilonu. So the ahava and rotzoin are the opposite of kas. V'alkein nistalku bimei ho'imer daiko. And this is why they passed away specifically during the days of the Omer. She'oz oiskim levatel hakas. That's one of the special times of the year when we're involved in eliminating kas, as we learned before. Vehem pogmu bazeh. and they were poigim in this issue, they didn't have ahava and rotzayn between them, so there was the opposite, kpedos. Kpedos means when a person has negative feelings about another, they get angry at another person about you didn't do this or you should have done that, that kind of thing. Alkei nistalku oz daiko. That's why they passed away specifically during this time, during the time of Sfiras Omer, which is a special time of Tikkun HaMishpat, as we saw in the previous paragraph, paragraph Tesvov and Tezayin. V'alkein Omar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and this is why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was also a student of Rabbi Akiva, and he did not die in that plague. He survived, and he raised a new generation of Talmidei Chachamim. And he said to his students, Anan b'chavivusa talya. Our success is dependent on the love between us. Kize ikar hatikun, because this is the most important tikun, levatel hakas v'hakpedos, to get rid of any kas, any anger, and any kpedos, any negative feeling where a person gets upset by the fact that somebody didn't do something that they felt they should do, or they did something they shouldn't do. Ulahamshich ahava v'chesed, and to draw ahava and chesed upon ourselves, towards everyone. We remember Rabbi Akiva was the one who said to his students, V'yohavto l'reyecha kamoicha ze klal gadol b'Torah, that having proper love towards every single Jew, that's the major rule in the Torah. And Rav Nosson Zal explains in other places that the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was either equal to or superior to Moshe Rabbeinu in Chochmah. It says that there never rose up a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, but a Chacham there did, and who was it? Rabbi Akiva. And because Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva were bringing down such an incredible, great light to the world, the light of the Torah, they required that their students should prepare vessels, kelim, to be able to receive this great light. And in order for these kelim to work properly and to be able to contain this huge amount of light, it requires the kelim being connected to each other. Because when you have individual separate vessels, they don't accomplish the same thing as when these vessels are connected. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in a number of places. We know if you have 10 people in 10 different rooms, it doesn't make up a minyan. Rabbeinu Zal, in the last shiur that he gave in his life, in Torah Tikkun Tochacha, when people get together and each additional person that comes and joins the group multiplies the capability, the potential of the group. So here, when it came to the students of Rabbi Akiva, for them to be able to receive the light that Rabbi Akiva was disseminating, they needed to generate billions and trillions of kelim, of vessels. And that required unity between them. Just like when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, the Pasuk says in Parshas Yisroel, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hohor. Vayichan is singular. The Jewish nation, in singular form, rested by Har Sinai. And the Gemara says, Ki Ish Echod Belev Echod. They were like one person with one heart. And that's what gave them the ability to receive the Torah on Har Sinai, to receive this incredible bright light. And even then, when Hashem spoke to them, when Hashem gave the first two commandments, it blew their circuits. They had to be a Tchiyas HaMeisim, they had to be brought back to life. And this is something that all the tzaddikim stress. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, when he taught his students, he had also groups of students, and he always emphasized this point. The Gemara says that if all the Jews will keep two Shabbosim, or in one place it says even one Shabbos, Mashiach will come. But the Zohar HaKadosh says, if one Beit Knesset, or one location, the people will serve Hashem properly with unity together, Mashiach can come. Halavai, we should be Zohar to be that group. That's Hashem.
Rav Nosson, you started off by saying that there were two ways, and we mentioned the first way, being sameach with what you have, and you're zochet to actual physical wealth, and I didn't catch what was the second way.
No, those were two parts. We mentioned that there's two types of wealth, achieving wealth. There's one type of achieving wealth, being happy with what you have. like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Oshir Hasameach Bechelkoi, that who's considered wealthy? A person who is completely satisfied and happy with what they have. That's defined as wealth in the Torah. And Rav Nosson Zal mentioned several times that a person who does that really properly, that will prepare them and enable them to receive actual wealth, that Hashem will bestow on them millions or, you know, actual wealth. So those are the two examples I was referring to.
Great, thank you. And can you also clarify, you had mentioned that anger is chema, which I understand, and wealth is choma. Can you clarify a little bit how wealth is choma?
Sure, it's a pasuk. Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 59 in Likutei Moran, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 18, Choin Oshir Kiryas Uzoi, Ukechoima Nizgova Bemaskisoi. The wealth of a wealthy person is his powerful city, and like a very tall wall surrounding him, protecting him. Whereas, now to make it even clearer, whereas Rabbeinu Zal says there, again in Mishlei chapter 25, it says, Ir Prutza Ein Choima, an open city that has no wall to it, Ish Asher Ein Matzoi L'Ruchoi, is a man who has no control over his spirit, meaning a person who loses his temper.
Thank you so much.
Sure. The final paragraph. This is one of maybe 10, 15 places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal speaks about Lag BaOmer. He speaks about Sfira Soimer at length in many places, and also the major significance of Lag BaOmer. Shehu Bechinas Eid Hagal Hazeh Kimuva Beksovim. Rav Nosson Zal refers to the Arizal here, who quotes a pasuk in Chumash, when Lavan, after Yaakov Avinu finished spending the years that he spent working for Lavan, and he finally left, and then Lavan came after him, chasing him, and said, "Why didn't you tell me you were leaving? I would have made a goodbye party for you and every, you know, etc., etc." And all the things that took place between them, when they finally parted ways, it says they built a matseva, they built a mizbeach, an altar, and Lavan gave it an Aramaic name. Lavan called it Yegar Sohadusa, and Yaakov Avinu called it Gal Eid. Gal Eid. Because Yaakov Avinu said, Eid HaGal HaZeh. Gal means a gathering of stones. He said, this gathering of stones is testimony to the agreement between us, that we're parting ways in peace, you know, etc. The Arizal shows the connection between Lag BaOmer, Lag, and Gal. We know that Lavan was called Arami. Lavan came from Aram, which is Syria, and again, his language, Aramaic. We find in the Torah there that he gave this Mizbeach, he gave it an Aramaic name. Rav Nosson Zal explains, because Lavan pursued Yaakov Avinu, he went after him, chasing him with all the members of his household. The Iker Hakino Hoyo al Oitzem Hoashirus Sheosa Pedesoi. And the main jealousy and hate that Lavan had for Yaakov Avinu was because of the wealth that Yaakov Avinu had acquired in Lavan's home. Each time Lavan changed the deal, Hashem changed the deal to make it that Yaakov Avinu's portion was the most profitable. And Yaakov Avinu acquired wealth, major wealth, in the home of Lavan. As it says over there in the Chumash, Vayishma Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu heard that Lavan was complaining about the fact that how come Yaakov Avinu is being so successful? And Lokach, and he said, Lokach Yaakov is kol asher lo avinu. He heard from his wives, the daughters of Lavan, that Lavan is saying that Yaakov Avinu took everything that really belonged to our father. Whereas this wasn't true at all whatsoever. Ki hanefoshois tluyim bashirus. Because as we learned before, the nefoshois, the souls, are connected to the wealth. They both come from the same place in the heavenly throne. Velulei Hashem yisborach hoya be'ezroi shel Yaakov, and were it not for Hashem protecting and helping Yaakov Avinu, hoya lovon oiker es hakoil chas v'shom. Lavan would have destroyed everything. As it says in the Haggadah that we read on the night of Pesach, Arami oived avi. Arami, Lavan hu Arami, wanted to destroy our father completely. Valze oimrim b'Haggadah. And it's about this that we say in the Haggadah on Pesach, Achrei shemazkirin v'achrei chen yetzu b'rchush gadol. After we recite the pasuk that Hashem had promised Avram Avinu that your children are going to be in a strange land for many years, they're going to be enslaved, but afterwards they're going to leave with tremendous wealth. Right after that we say, Oimrim acharkach, v'hi she'omdo l'avoyseinu v'lonu. And this is what stood by our forefathers and us, v'chulu, etc., throughout each and every single generation, our enemies rise up against us to destroy us. And Hashem saves us from their hands. And we continue there. Go and study what Lavan the Arami wanted to do to our forefather Yaakov. The Iker his garus Lavan al Yaakov hoyo al hoashirus sheosafshon, and the main anger that Lavan felt towards Yaakov Avinu and his desire to crush him was about the wealth that Yaakov Avinu had acquired in Lavan's home, sheboy hoyo tluyim nafshesenu, which our souls, all the Jewish souls, were dependent on and connected to. Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 59 and in 68 and 69 shows very, very clearly the kesher between the nefesh and the ashirus. The Gemara says a person who steals money from a person, it's as if he stole his children. There are many connections that are made between the nefashos and the wealth. V'alkein hizkir Yaakov zeh b'yoyser. And this is why Yaakov Avinu mentions this with tremendous focus, k'may shekosuv, as it says there in the pasuk, lule elokei avi, elokei Avram, elokei Yitzchok, were it not for Hashem, the Hashem of my forefathers protecting me, ki ato reikom shilachtoni, now you would have sent me out of your house empty, with nothing. You would have taken everything away from me, Lavan. Ukishehitzil Hashem yisborach es Yaakov mi Lavan. And when Hashem saved Yaakov Avinu from Lavan, v'nishar ho ashirus im hanefoshes hakdoshes etzloi, and the wealth that Yaakov Avinu had acquired, and the souls, his wives, and his children, which he gave birth to in the house of Lavan, when all of those remained by him with Yaakov Avinu, when Lavan did not succeed in taking it away from him, ne'mar shom, the pasuk says there, eid hagal hazeh, this pile of stones here will serve as testimony. Imani loy evor elecha, if I won't cross a line to you and you won't cross a line to me. Vishom merumas soid lag boimer. And there in that term gal is hidden the secret of lag boimer. Lag is the same letters as gal. Vioz hu ikar hamtokas hadinim shol yemei asfira. And we know the Torah tells us that on Lag BaOmer is the main time of the sweetening of the judgment of the days of Sfiras Omer. We know that the students of Rabbi Akiva died. It's brought during those first 32 days. On Lag BaOmer is when they stopped dying, according to some of the opinions. Shalidezeh nimshach hoashirus el hakdusha. And by sweetening the judgment, by removing the judgment, we were able to draw upon ourselves wealth, to bring the wealth into the Kiddusha, and we destroy the Tuma of Lavan Huarami, Shemizgare Ba'ashirus Tikdusha, who tries to attack the holy wealth. Kimam Shichim Bechinas Eid Hagal Hazer. We draw the power of that Mizbeach that Yaakov Avinu built up, which is the defeat of Lavan Arami, neged Yaakov Avinu, against Yaakov Avinu, v'choizer kol ho'ashirus v'anefoshos el hakdusha. And through this, all of the souls return into the domain of holiness. The kanal, as we discussed previously. Rav Nosson Zal says now, tam v'nishlam, Korach Chaim, in this volume, Shevach Lokel Boirei Olam. We give praise to Hashem, the creator of the world. Boruch Hanoisein Layoev Koyach. Blessed is Hashem, who gives the person who's tired, he gives me strength. Ulein Oinim Otzmo Yarbe. And to a person who has no abilities, like no, Hashem gives him tremendous power to be able to complete this, Baruch Hashem. Any questions, please?
It's testifying what Lavan did, and what was Yaakov's counterpart by saying that we're not angry or we're not...
It's making clear, when Lavan came with complaints, and Yaakov Avinu answered all of his complaints very clearly. Lavan had tried tricking him every way possible, and Yaakov Avinu didn't take anything away from him whatsoever that didn't belong to Yaakov Avinu. So this is an example of Tikkun HaMishpat, you know, real Tikkun HaMishpat. We know that Yaakov Avinu represents Emes and Mishpat. There's a pasuk, Mishpat Utsedaka BeYaakov Atosisa. And there are other psukim that connect Yaakov Avinu to this aspect of Tikkun HaMishpat. The Sfira Soimer is that it's a time of Midas HaDin and Mishpat, judgment. And we have to be Mamtik that din. And Yaakov Avinu, when he had this showdown with Lavan, and he showed Lavan very clearly, and Lavan's whole family, who Lavan really was and who Yaakov really was. Any wealth that Yaakov Avinu had, or the children that he had, all were earned legitimately. Outstanding example of Tikkun HaMishpat. And it's from this that the holiday of Lag BaOmer draws this power of Tikkun HaMishpat. That it was on that day that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, and that's when there was a major hamtoka, a sweetening of the din on Lag BaOmer.
That brings Ashiyus through Tikkun HaMishpat.
Exactly. We said that when we mentioned that when there's Pigam HaMishpat, when there's injustice, or when there's kas, that causes a person to lose wealth, chas v'shalom. That in order for a person to achieve, to be happy with it, they need proper Tikkun HaMishpat. Nobody owes me anything, I don't deserve anything, anything I have is a gift from Hashem, instead of Hashem judging Hashem improperly, or coming up with a wrong type of judgment, you know, about what I deserve and what's mine, that kind of thing.
So that's what Nassim meant, shall the day then shall Hashem shall Kedusha through that Tikkun HaMishpat of the Eid HaGam.
Exactly.
I think this deserves a mazel tov and a l'chaim.
Yeah. I agree. It's Chasdei Hashem. It's something very, very special. The question is, what are we going to begin tomorrow? I would welcome, if any of you have any opinions on this, if you wouldn't mind sending me an email or a WhatsApp, we'll consider. My thought is that I'd like to go back to Chelek Beis in Or HaChaim. This was Chelek Gimel. I'd like to go back to Chelek Beis in Or HaChaim, which discusses hundreds of topics, a lot about brachos, all the blessings that we make. Birkas HaMazon, it starts, I believe, with the topic of Masa U'matan Be'emuna, and it goes into Birkas HaPeiros, Birkas HaReach, Birkas HaMazon, and many other fantastic discussions. If anyone has any other preference, please let me know. We'll try to make a decision today, and I'll try to send out word. I'll try to see to it that everybody should know what volume to be ready with tomorrow. As of right now, my plan is that the shir will continue from Israel through Thursday morning. As of now, I'm planning on flying to the Ukraine on Thursday afternoon and hope to be able to continue the shir from there on Erev Shabbos, to be broadcasting from there, Mitzvah Shem. Through the next few weeks, Mitzvah Hashem. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and a good week. We're in El now, very, very special time. There's incredible turbulence in the world. Breslov is in the news every day. Just heard the 8 o'clock news, a major discussion about Breslov, Uman, yes, no, etc. We're living in very unusual times. Hashem keeps a low profile in this world. The Hebrew word for world is Olam, Miloshna Ha'aloma. Hashem is very hidden in this world. And because Hashem is hidden, the tzaddikim are also hidden. Because the Gemara says, Dayoi le'eved liyos karaboy. The servant doesn't want to be bigger than his master. So if Hashem is keeping a low profile, the tzaddikim also keep a low profile generally. But there are times when Hashem pulls the curtain. There are times that Hashem reveals himself. And there are many people saying that this whole plague, this corona, you know, has put Hashem in the forefront a little bit, that till then everybody thought that things are following their natural course. Winter, summer, spring, holidays, and suddenly there's an upheaval in the world where nothing is the same and nothing is normal. That this is Hashem pulling the curtain saying, hey guys, it's me. When things were following their natural course, that was also me. But now for sure it's more obvious. And could be that this is one of the reasons why there is more publicity now to a degree for the tzaddikim. We know that Kivrei tzaddikim in general have taken an upswing. Miron, to the Moras Samach Pela, to all kinds of holy sites, to the Kosel Maravi. In many areas, people were not able to attend shuls for many months. A close friend of mine from South Africa left me a message on Friday that for the first time in 5 months, he went to shul. He said he was crying, you know, from tears of joy and so emotional at the privilege of being back in shul. So all of this, these are very tumultuous, turbulent times. And we hope and pray that we're getting closer and closer to the Geula, to the final Geula. Halavai, each and every one of us should play our part, do our role in getting us to the finish line, besimcha, without any more pain and suffering. That when we speak about money, money is referred to as a galgal, galgal hachoizer bo'ilam. And it's not coincidence that when we talk about souls returning to the world, the whole concept of reincarnation is called Gilgul, where souls keep coming back to this world again to complete themselves. And money is referred to as a galgal, a wheel, the wheel of fortune that spins, that turns. One time a person is wealthy and then poor, and sometimes a person is poor and then they become wealthy. All of these terms, it seems, are definitely related. I saw one suggestion was to use this period of time as a preparation for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. In this volume, not that long ago, we went through the topic of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. We had quite a bit on it. We'll see. I'll try to give it thought. I hope we'll come up with the right program. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
Well, thank you so much.
A wonderful day and a good week to all. All the best.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Thank you.
Have a good day.